From Washington, this is VOA News. President Donald Trump says Congressman Steve Scalise is, quote, in some trouble as he fights to recover from a gunshot wound suffered Wednesday in a surprise attack on Republican lawmakers. It happened at a baseball practice in Alexandria, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C. Scalise remains in critical condition. He's had three surgeries so far. The hospital said Scalise will require additional operations. The gunman was killed in a gunfight with Capitol Police. Besides Scalise, the shooter also wounded Capitol Police Officer Crystal Greiner, along with a congressional aide and a lobbyist. 18 people linked to an attack on protesters last month, including bodyguards to Turkey's president, face assault charges in Washington, D.C. Four have been arrested. The remainder are at large. The announcement came at a news conference by the city's mayor and police chief Peter Newsham.
So we had two arrests on the day of the incident. We have two U.S. citizens who were arrested yesterday morning. We have two Canadian citizens and 12 Turkish citizens. So the total number is 18. We currently have 14 outstanding warrants, 12 of which are Turkish citizens and two of which are Canadian citizens.
Newsham's announcement follows a nearly month-long investigation in which police scrutinized video of protesters being kicked and hit near the Turkish ambassador's residence in Washington. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was sitting in a car nearby when the incident happened. He said Thursday he'll launch a political and legal fight over the arrest warrants. This is VOA News.